This is Jerry Mandel, DOD Attorney, attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Glenn Powell, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, last name Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L. On November 7th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 44-year-old male, height 5'10" tall, weight 220 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about December 12, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained an injury when another vehicle struck the patient's vehicle in the passenger side door, period. The patient's car landed in the ditch, period. The vehicle was totaled, period. It was not drivable, period. Airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked, period. The airbag hit the patient's head, period. He had fractured ribs and apparent cartilage injury and damage to his nose with problems breathing, period. He has scars above and below his eye, period. He had immediate facial pain as well as nasal problems, period. He had a rib pain hours later, period. His low back pain has improved greatly, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, he is still having nasal problems and issues with his periorbital scars, period. New paragraph. In reference to his nasal problems, he was told that he had some type of cartilage injury in his nose, that a piece that has shifted, period. He is having problems breathing out of his nostrils, period. He is aware of a different physical appearance to his nose, period. He was told that surgery is an option, but he hasn't seen a surgeon as of this date, period. He is having breathing problems that are intermittent, period. These breathing problems occur approximately 4 hours per day, period. His ability to smell is also diminished, period. New paragraph. In reference to his periorbital scars, which are around the right eye, period, it is both superior and inferior to the right orbit, period. He did have lacerations with sutures, period. He is not experiencing much pain, but cosmetically it is quite unsightly and does bother him aesthetically, period. The patient wears glasses at times to hide the scars, period. He states that at time the eye tissue does swell, period. New paragraph. His low back pain and rib cage pain has essentially resolved, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day he was seen at IU Health Methodist Emergency Room by ambulance, period. He initially had sutures for his lacerations, and he did sustain fractured ribs, period. There was discussion as to whether the ribs were contused or fractured, period. He was later seen at IUPUI clinic. He returned again and was referred to IU West head and face and neck and was given nasal medicines. There was a discussion with a future appointment with a surgeon for surgery to his nose, but the appointment was canceled due to the doctor's conflict of scheduling, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems sleeping, comma, problems breathing, comma, smelling, comma, diminished enjoyment of eating due to the diminished smelling ability, period. The patient needs to wear glasses at times to cover up the eye scars, period. New paragraph. As far as prescription medication, the patient denies, period. Present treatment. New paragraph. Present treatment for this accident includes nasal medicines as well as covering up the eye lesions with glasses or other apparel, period. New paragraph. Past medical history denies. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for abdominal surgery and hernia in the groin in the past, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never had prior breathing problems before this automobile accident, period. The patient has not had nasal problems before this accident, period. When the patient was playing basketball at age 34, he was hit by the elbow with a minor injury, but he did not seek or require treatment, period. The patient has never had serious orbital injuries or lacerations to the eye area, period. The patient has not been involved in serious automobile accidents in the past, only minor accidents without treatment, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries other than when he was driving a semi. He had an accident that did not require any serious treatment or permanency, period. New paragraph. The patient's occupation is that of a driver and a semi-truck driver of trucks, period. The patient can presently work full-time, period. He missed approximately 3 to 4 weeks of work as a result of this injury, and that does appear appropriate, period. New paragraph. I did review several medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Results from IU Methodist Hospital, ophthalmology consultation, December 12, 2022, states 43-year-old male who presents after MVC with facial lacerations, period. Another report from the emergency room at IU Methodist Hospital, December 12, 2022, 43-year-old male, previously healthy, presents to the emergency department for evaluation of right-sided face pain after MVA, period, was T-boned by a car, period, airbags deployed, period, unknown loss of consciousness, period, reports right-sided rib pain and headaches at this time, period. On physical examination, they documented abnormalities with multiple right-sided facial lacerations and small laceration to the right upper eyelid, period. There was tenderness to palpation over the right chest wall, period. They obtained a CT of the head, neck, cervical spine, and chest x-ray, period. The x-ray showed 3 right-sided posterior rib fractures, non-displaced, period. They state, given multiple rib fractures, will obtain CT abdomen and pelvis and chest to rule out other pathology, period. Oculoplastics consulted for eyelid laceration repair, period. Lacerations repaired at bedside, period. Assessment is 1, multiple rib fractures, 2, MVA restrained driver, period. They also state suspect multiple right-sided posterior rib fractures, some of which are mildly displaced, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, Dr. Mandel has found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of December 12th of 2022 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today's date, examination of the skin, revealed two unsightly and disfiguring scars involving the right orbital area, period. There was a 2-centimeter horizontal scar involving the right inferior orbit, period. There was another 2.5-centimeter vertical scar involving the right eyelid area, period. Also, on examination of the skin unrelated to this injury, there was a 4-centimeter round old burn scar involving the left lower forearm, period. There was a 3-centimeter laceration and scar involving the left upper arm from a childhood injury, period. ENT examination revealed pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the nose was grossly abnormal, period. There was tenderness involving the bridge of the nose, period. There was slight deformity of the shape of the septum, period. There was narrowing of the right nasal passage with impaired airflow, period. Oral examination was unremarkable, period. Examination of the neck revealed normal thyroid with normal cervical range of motion, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was unremarkable with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the chest cage and chest wall was all normal, and there's no evidence of his prior trauma to the rib cage, period. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar spines were unremarkable, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2/4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, facial trauma, pain, nasal contusions, obstructed nasal airflow, encephalgia, period. Number 2, right orbital trauma with disfiguring lacerations and scars, period. Number 3, rib trauma, pain, multiple right-sided rib fractures, displaced, period. Diagnoses number 3 are all improved at this time, period. The above 3 diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of December 12, 2022, period. New paragraph. In reference to permanency, the patient does have permanency regarding his injuries to his skin and nasal area, period. He does have permanent disfiguring scars as well as a deformity of his nasal septum with impaired airflow, period. This permanency, despite further treatment, will remain with him the remainder of his life, period. At this time, I am quantifying the impairments utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA. In reference to the nasal area, utilizing section 11.4C, C as in can't, that's 11.4C, the patient has a 2% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the skin abnormalities of his orbital area, utilizing table 8D, 2, the patient qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 4% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of December 12, 2022, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. The patient, in my opinion, will require nasal surgery for repair of the septum to both cosmetically improve the appearance of the nose and improve the turbulent airflow. Estimated cost of this consultation and surgery would be approximately $125,000, period. This expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, anesthesia, and surgical expenses, period. The patient will need continuing nasal medication at an estimated cost of $50 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Plastic surgery revision of the two unsightly scars of the right orbital area would cost an additional $50,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained for this review and he gave me the ability to share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.